Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Kevin from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would like to know, if are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican Party election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
I'll vote.
Thank you very much for that. Now, I am going to read to you the names of several individuals. After I mention the name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you
Okay.
do, I would like you to tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion about them.
Okay.
Okay, the first name on the list is Chris Chaffee.
What was the name again?
Chris, then the last name Chaffee.
Chris Chaffee. I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. The second one is Robin Ficker.
Robbie, what?
Robin Ficker.
I don't think I knew who that is either.
Okay, the third one is Donald Trump.
Oh, I know Donald Trump.
Okay, would you say you have a very favorable or very unfavorable opinion about him?
Oh, very favorable.
Okay, thank you for that. And the last name on the list is Larry Hogan.
Larry Hogan. I think I've heard that name.
Okay, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Is he the one that's running for president?
They are running for Senate.
Oh, Donald Trump's running for Senate?
Actually, Donald Trump was on this list. He's not himself running for Senate, but we included him on the list. Yeah,
Oh, I got.
just to see if you have heard of him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm favorable of Larry Hogan.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee?
Is there another, like a write-in candidate or not?
Yeah, there are others like Mo Baccarat, Lori Friend, John Myrick, and Laban Sion.
What about Vermin Supreme? Is he on there? Or is that he's running for House?
Yeah, no problem. I can include that information here. And I would like to know if you support or oppose the United States aid to Ukraine.
I oppose.
Would you say you somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. What about the U.S. aid to Israel?
Oh, I'm for that.
Would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? The first one says, securing and protecting our southern border.
Am I supposed to answer or?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I will read to you a list of issues, and please tell me if that has any influence on you at the moment you're choosing who to vote for.
Oh, okay.
The first one says securing and protecting our southern border.
Yes, I'm for that. I like to add this in there. I'm for securing our border all around the United States. Because we get those idiots coming in from Canada too.
Perfect. So we would say that is a very important factor, right?
Oh yeah, very important.
Okay. What about energy independence for this country?
Yeah, I'm for energy independence for this country.
Okay. Would you say that is very important or somewhat important?
That's very important. Okay. You gotta lower the prices.
Okay. What about job creation and economic development?
Well, that's all gonna fall in order as soon as we get the idiot out of office. I mean, you and I both know that. So yeah, I'm for that.
Okay. What about economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
What was the second one?
Oh yeah, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Yeah, I think that just goes along with the economic issue, you know, that creating jobs. You get Biden out there, we'll be okay. Everything will start coming back to normal under Trump.
Okay. And what about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Say that again.
Yeah. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
I'm a candidate that supports Donald Trump.
Okay. So we would say that is not at all important or not too important?
Oh, no, that's very important.
Oh, sorry. It was cutting off a little. I understand something different, but thank you for that.
I'm down the rabbit hole.
Okay. Now, I will read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him.
Okay.
The first statement says, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border.
False.
Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I know this Robin Ficker. I just Googled him. And he's the guy that sits behind at the basketball games. At the Wizards games, and he's called the heckler. I just saw this. I don't want that idiot in office. So I'm against him.
Okay, so we can say it's much less likely that you would vote for him, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to vote for that guy.
Okay. The next statement is also about him. It says, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda.
Yeah, I'm against him. He just got disbarred, too, from the lawyer thing. I'm telling you what, I'm learning a lot with you on the phone. Googling you, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. And the last one says, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Yeah, I'm not voting for him. I'm less likely. Okay. I don't believe it.
No.
Yeah. Somebody who got disbarred, I'm not believing that.
No problem. Now I am going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan.
Okay.
After please tell me if you feel more likely or less likely to vote for him.
All right.
The first one says, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump.
So he's a strong opponent of him?
Yes.
What's the stopping?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
Okay. And it says here.
Is what it says here on Google. It says he's a closet Democrat. How's he? So is he a run for Republican?
No, he's running pretty much against Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it.
Okay, and the next statement says that as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic. While
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Now he's the former governor of Maryland. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not for him. Yeah, he locked my business down.
So, exactly. While other Republican governors kept pretty much their states open.
Like the hot kid in North Dakota.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
And would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan?
Less likely. I'm not voting for that some bitch.
Okay. The next statement says that Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties.
Yeah, do you believe that? I mean, who stands up for both parties? It's 2024. So, yeah, less likely.
Okay.
He's forked his tongue.
Right. And I would like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee? Or someone else?
I don't know. I might have to keep going with old, I don't know. I don't know who I want. Or maybe Vermin Supreme. I might have to write him in.
Okay. Thank you very much for that information. And
yeah.
Generally, do you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Do I describe myself as the mother of all Republicans?
As a moderate Republican.
Oh, moderate. I thought you said the mother of all Republicans. I was thinking, dear God. I'm very conservative.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. And would say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Oh, what would you say by talking to me? How am I?
I understand, sir.
You're very conservative.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. And the last questions are just for statistical purposes only. May I know which of the following age groups do you fall? Would that be from 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
I'm 60 or older.
Okay. Thank you very much for your participation. This will conclude our survey, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Good talking to you, Kevin.
It's been a pleasure for me, too, sir. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.